Okay, back online. And we have Brad Koth online. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you so much for talking to us at this very early part of the morning.
You're welcome.
Now, just to introduce you, you're one of the people who's helping Jasmine Pilbara, who has been charged for standing up in a Qantas flight last year, about 18 months
That's
ago.
Right.
To stop the forced deportation of Tamil refugees back to Sri Lanka, yes?
That's right, yes.
Okay, now what's happening next week, and you're one of the people who are helping her with this court case that's coming up next week, yeah? What are the charges against poor Jasmine?
So the charge, I think, is around interfering with a cabin crew. That's what she's been charged with. So that'll be heard next Friday.
Yeah, she just stood up, didn't she? She didn't actually interfere with the cabin crew; just stood up.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So this is a protest of very non-violent nature.
Yeah.
What she did was she stood up on a plane. The plane was boarding, and there was a Tamil asylum seeker who was. Had been escorted onto the plane by, Border Force people, I believe.
Yep.
And so Jazz was able to board the plane, and she just stood up in her seat, shouting or abusive or anything like that, but she stood up and just simply refused to be seated until the asylum seeker could be taken off the plane.
Mm. And two other people stood up in solidarity, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. So they, saw what was happening and themselves felt that they were in a moral dilemma, that they needed to stand up in solidarity, like you say, and take part in what Jazz was doing.
Mm. So what actually prompted Jazz to take such radical action?
Yeah, look, I think that I guess there's two important themes that prompted her. This wasn't someone who was she'd had a long relationship with or anything like that, a friendship with. But the things that we know about Sri Lanka and Australia's removal of asylum seekers to places like Sri Lanka, I guess, are what prompted her to do that. So we know that, there's still reports of Tamils being mistreated, even tortured in Sri Lanka. And it seems to be particularly those who are returning from overseas.
Mm.
So that's certainly one of the big things that prompted Jazz. And I guess the other thing is just the weakening of Australia's assessment of people seeking asylum, to the point where it's such an undermined process that it's very difficult to have, to know if people are being assessed properly, so that when they're removed from Australia, it's very difficult to tell if they are in fact being returned to a place where they will be safe.
Hmm. From what I understand, if the refugees are returned to Sri Lanka, they are then banned from leaving Sri Lanka for 5 years because they're charged with having left Sri Lanka illegally by boat. And a number of refugees who've gone back are actually fathers of children in Australia, and their husbands to Australian citizens. And therefore, the children don't see the father for 5 years, and the woman has to, parent by herself, and the children and the whole family misses the father. And also, there are no Australians on the ground in Sri Lanka monitoring what happens to these refugees once they get there. These are the stories I've heard. One particular story that I heard was when, well, I read about it in The Guardian, actually, where a Sri Lankan refugee from England who, he's not a refugee, he settled in Sri Lanka, but he went back to visit, and he was tortured.
And if we're thinking about the same one, that was only in June this year.
Yes.
So it's not something that, you know, was happening just after the war, and, you know, now there's a change of government and everything's fine. This sort of thing is still ongoing.
Yes. And what do you think Jasmine's chances are in court tomorrow? I mean, next week.
Next week. Yeah, well, look, I don't profess to be a lawyer or someone with a legal background. I certainly would hope that what happens in court is common sense. You know, you and I can, know very well that Jazz is not the sort of person that that should be, adorning our jails.
very nicely put there.
Yeah, that's right. I've known Jazz for some time, and she's a wonderful person who with a lot of decency and standing up for those who are most vulnerable. So I think certainly we would hope that Jazz gets a good outcome, but we also want to shine a light to say that what is happening. And the reasons that Jazz did what she did was that something's wrong.
Yes.
With our current treatment of asylum seekers, of those seeking asylum, and for her to take an action like this,
yes,
must show that all's not as it should be.
We're not doing the right thing in Australia. Yeah. So, lastly. There is a vigil being held in front of the courts next Friday, I believe. You want to give us some details about that, Brett?
Yeah, so that will be happening at the time of the trial. Now, offhand, I can't tell you the exact times of that.
It's at 8:15. It's at 8:15 in the morning.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm glad you can.
I did my research.
Excellent. So we will be maintaining a presence out there and sending a clear message that we don't want to see Tamil people returned to Sri Lanka. In fact, we stand with those who are calling for a moratorium on the removal of Tamil people who are seeking asylum here and sending them back to Sri Lanka. So we want to send that message.
And we also want people, sure, and we also want people there to show support for Jasmine too. She's taken a huge risk.
Right.
Yeah, she stands to go to jail for 2 years, I believe, if the charge stands.
That's correct. Yeah.
Not a nice prospect for anyone.
Absolutely not, particularly not someone at the prime of her life.
As a young student. Very brave woman. Hats off to her. And it's good to have people like that in the community who can lead the charge against the draconian policies of this government against refugees. So hopefully people will gather in large numbers to support Jasmine. And thank you so much for being available, Brad. It's so early in the morning. But thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.